57-year-old Adams from the working-class suburb of Mitchell's Plain was diagnosed with emphysema 2 years ago.
It's end of stage four, which means there's actually nothing they can do now except for the oxygen that's without me.
Unemployed Adams says some days he has to spend up to 4 hours on an oxygen machine, which guzzles electricity that eats up his entire disability grant of 1,700 rand a month from the government. It's not just the high cost, but the unreliability of the power supply that makes him angry and anxious. The father and grandfather says he's dreading winter when power cuts, known as load shedding by state-owned utility Eskom, increase.
Now with load shedding, I'm one. I wouldn't even want my worst enemy to go through the situation that I go through when it comes to that. Because even what to do, it's times I must jump up. I must go outside in the middle of the night. My tank is empty. I can't breathe. It's scary.
Adams has two backup non-electric oxygen tanks that are meant to be used when the power goes. But he hasn't had any oxygen in them since August, when he was admitted to hospital for COVID-19. He says a doctor organized for one of his tanks to be refilled when he was discharged.
What that doctor did, I don't know. But that guy that came here was one tank. And that one tank only lasted me for a day, believe it or not. Only for a day. And since that, I'm phoning David, I'm phoning. We're going from pillow to post, but no go.
A nurse from St. Luke's Hospice, Sister Dawn Juice, who assists Adams, believes there may be a shortage of oxygen because of COVID-19. She's appealed to the government to prioritize patients in palliative care by somehow stabilizing their electricity supply and making sure they have oxygen if they need it.
The fear is always there, and when they become frightened, Their air pipes even closes off more. So yes, they become very, very anxious.
The Western Cape Department of Health has denied there is a shortage of oxygen and has promised to investigate the matter. Meanwhile, the Chief Executive Officer of Eskom, Andre De Reiter, warned just last month that power cuts, which started way back in 2007, would continue for another 5 years. Aging coal power plants and failure to speedily bring alternative energy sources on board have been blamed for the shortage. The last financial year saw 43 days of load shedding after 46 the previous year. This is Vicky Stark for Voice of America News in Cape Town.